Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Queen Sugar After Show for episode 3, That Will Be Done. We have a lot of great stuff to talk about tonight, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You gotta fill it out.
Yeah.
Fill it out.
Just write it out.
It is.
This is appropriate.
We got to write out to Kendrick because we are going to be all right.
The borderline
today.
Family is going to be all right.
They are. They're going to be all right too. Wow. What an episode.
Woo.
Queen Sugar episode 3, Thy Will Be Done. It is just me and Omari tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight on this show. I am talking to you guys here. I am Ryan Graham. You can find me on Twitter at Ryan with two N's Graham.
And I'm Omari Bailey. You can find me on Twitter and IG at On with Omari.
Fun. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So let's dive right into this episode. So,
let's get into it.
Queen Sugar was on tonight, and it was a doozy of an episode.
It was a doozy, Ryan.
Yes.
Such a doozy.
Let's just get right into it.
Okay.
So, we open up with the will. So the will's being read. We know Ernest, the father, the patriarch of the family, passed away, and so we open up with what his dying wish was.
So we have the lawyer reading off the will to Violet, Nova, Charlie, and Ralph Angel, and we find out that Ernest has left his boat, his prize boat, to his lovely younger sister Violet.
And it's cool, and the boat is actually named after Ralph and Nova's mother, which I think is interesting. I think that's going to play an interesting dynamic in what the relationship was with Charlie's mother.
Right.
Because if he named it after Ralph and
if
Nova's
he named the
mom,
boat after Nova's mom, then Charlie's mom was like probably like the side chick.
Which is interesting. So I think that it gives
something
us more.
Like
sorry, I didn't mean to talk.
No, it's okay, man.
Yeah, it gives us more depth into what Charlie's mom may or may not have meant to Ernest. So
probably not much.
Yeah,
didn't get a boat named after her. So the boat is called True North.
Right.
Shout out to Kanye.
I know. Kim. Yeah, when they said True North, I honestly thought that they meant like North was her name. And I'm like, that's cool.
That's sad. That's where mine went first to like Northwest. Like, that's our society in 2016.
But Blue is already a character as well.
We're talking about North. We're talking about Blue.
So
we really have to go read a book.
Right. We really do. But aside from that, then we also find out that the kids are left the farm. The kids being Ralph, Angel, Nova, and Charlie.
800 acres apiece.
Correct.
And we see that the girls, the sisters, Charlie and Nova, aren't necessarily thrilled about having to take care of her farm.
Right.
Nova's like, I'm not trying to run a farm. Charlie's like, I have a life back in LA. I got a cheating husband who might be a rapist. We're not sure yet, but probably.
But we'll see. But the weird thing about that is that I think it also kind of goes to show their relationship with Ernest. Like, it feels like that they both had this sense of, I want to get away. I want to be free and do my own thing.
Whereas, the girls?
Yeah, the girls
did.
Okay. Whereas it doesn't seem like Ralph Angel ever felt that way. Because remember how we talked about him being baby and he's the baby of the family.
Well, I think that's the thing. The women, the girls in the family are independent. They have their own lives. One is a business lawyer or manager. The other is a political activist and a writer. They have huge ambition and Ralph Angel was babied. So he gets into it later like, you guys left me here. You guys always want to get out of here. But he stayed. I don't know if he stayed as much or as that he couldn't leave on his own volition, his own accord, because he had been coddled so much. He was such the baby of the family, you know? So I feel like he sort of holds resentment against him for that, for leaving him, for wanting to get out while he stays, you know?
I mean, I guess you're right. I mean, like, sure, there's some resentment there, but at the same time, there comes a point where you have to kind of like man up and be like, you know, like, can't be
barely
your whole life. I mean,
he's barely a man.
I mean, I won't go that.
Well,
long,
no, I'm just saying because the actor you were saying earlier.
Oh yeah,
right?
The actual actor Kofi is only 22 years old.
I'm sure I shouldn't say he's barely a man. He's just a young man. He's a young man.
He is, but in the show, he is a man.
He is a man,
and it's time to like you can't be a baby anymore.
Right.
And I think that we see his character kind of do a lot of childish things, and it's interesting to kind of see him go back and forth from being, wow, this is a really good moment, to being, wow, you are being a kid again. But
it's interesting because the father, Ernest, he wants to pass on this farm to generations to come. Like, this has been their family for years, for generations, and the girls are so quick to want to sell it, which I find surprising if they had such a close relationship with their father, which I think all the children did have a close relationship. Whether or not they were close in distance is another thing. But I think emotionally, we saw in the first episode how much they obviously cared for their father and how much he meant to them in their lives. We saw that.
That's definitely true.
Yeah, so it just sort of surprised me when it said in the will and testament, I want you to pass this on to your kids and their kids. And they were just like, oh, I don't care. I got my life to get back to.
But
so
I think the reason that they were so quick to cut it away was because when Nova asked, oh, when was this will written? It was written right after Ralph Angel was born.
Right.
So maybe that's why they think, they're like, okay, this was written, what, 26, 27 years ago mm-hmm. at this point. That mm-hmm. was 89. So like maybe that is why they were so quick. They were like, you know, they don't know anything about
right.
running
Nova
a farm.
That it was written right after Ralph Angel was born. He was misty-eyed and emotional,
right.
And it was during harvest time, so he wrote this will under different circumstances, and maybe he didn't quite feel the same way
today.
At this time, because right. he knows that they're adults, they have their own lives, and he might not have wanted that for them, but I think his words sort of ring true. Like, he wants to pass it on for generations. I don't know if that's going to change, like, over the course of 20 years. It might have, but...
But, I mean, you're right. I think that there is this sense of... with the family, it feels mm-hmm. like there's a sense of pride and ownership. Like, they always come back together. No matter what, they are still a family. So, you're right. There probably is still that sense of we need to come together as a family
right.
and giving that down to generations.
I mean, farming's hard work.
I don't know. You've been on a farm like, before? Do you know?
I don't want to do this.
That's not true. I've been on a farm.
I want to go back to L.A.
Yeah, right.
Get that basketball money.
Exactly. Well,
I don't need this.
He's suspended now. We do find out. So, I mean, okay. We can segue into that.
You want to get to Davis?
So we can talk about Charlie and Davis for now. So
okay.
We find out that Davis, actually, he did not rape this woman.
Davis says he did not. Well, what's he going to say?
Well, but, okay.
I raped her.
I mean, I hope not. But well, the thing right? was, is that Charlie was, no one said the word rape. He was the first person to say it. And I don't, maybe I just picked up on that, but I feel like as soon as she took him outside, she goes outside.
Is that like a hit dog collars? Like,
yeah,
you know,
that's exactly how I feel about
he
it.
He brought
like,
it up so quick.
He brought it up. Like, it wasn't like she didn't, like, because like the way the video came out, it looks like, okay, something happened. And like, he, as soon as he talked, the first thing he says, I didn't rape that girl. And it's like, okay.
No one's saying that's
and I'm
rapist.
Just saying, Davis, I'm telling you, I think more and more is going to come out about this man. And
you do not like Davis.
I don't like Davis. I'm sure he's a fine man in real life, but
right.
I do not like
Davis. I mean, I just know how the game is, well, the game is played with, I don't know, personally,
wow.
know, but you know.
Wow, when did you sign to the NBA? I'm curious.
Yeah, I had a scholarship to Duke, actually. It didn't work out for me. No, I'm
good.
Just kidding. But you know how professional athletes and women, like, it's actually a profession for women to go after men to put them in compromise in situations, and I never ever want to like victim blame or discredit anyone that comes forth with the kind of information. Never
That's
ever,
right.
never ever do that. But I'm just saying that there's some women that are gold diggers, there's some women that are opportunists that go after men for this type of thing. And on top of that, we find out that the woman who was raped in question was a prostitute,
right?
They hired her to have sex with them to get that,
which
gang thing
is its own other thing. I think that
yeah.
like it. The fact that she was a prostitute probably has to hurt Charlie even more because mm-hmm. it was like, you have a loving wife and she's a beautiful woman. It's not like
beautiful.
She's like busted. So like, you have this beautiful woman and you have to go pay someone for sex. Like, that makes...
I mean, a lot of times when we see like these celebrities cheat, they're with not attractive women.
I don't
like
know
like the whole
is.
Remember like back in the day, Hugh Grant cheated on Elizabeth Hurley with like
oh
this.
Yeah, like,
I don't remember her name, but she
doing?
Was not a
yeah.
looker. Like, why do this? You have a beautiful woman at home. Why'd you go cheat with trash?
I don't,
it doesn't
I
make
don't,
sense.
Maybe there's just something, the thrill of it. They're like, oh, let's do something. I don't know.
They probably do.
I
some,
can't describe
they
it.
They probably do some freaky stuff.
Probably
that,
they got to do something
that the wife
to
is not
hook
willing
them.
To do. You know what I'm saying?
I can't relate. And while we're on this Davis train, we
right.
also see Micah having mm-hmm. this internal struggle between, it's almost like the parents are being kids and they're making Micah pick a side. And like, that's got
to suck. He has to grow up quick.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's, well, not even just that. It sucks to like, because he's still, that at the end of the day, he's still his dad. And like.
Right. You're going to love your dad.
Right. And well, and I feel like one thing I feel like Charlie's trying to do, she's trying not to talk negatively about him. Like, because. She found out that he cheated and mm-hmm. or that he actually had sex with this prostitute.
Right.
But when Micah brings it up and they're arguing about if he's going to go home or back to, or if he's going to go to Houston with his dad or if they're going to stay in Louisiana,
right.
Micah is like, no, I'm staying. And they're arguing over it. And
mm-hmm.
you can see that Charlie is like, no, you're not going. And there's reasons why. But she's trying to be a good mom and not make him have this negative image of his dad. At least that's
right.
what I'm getting from
it. Because, I mean, he asks if... She thinks he raped the woman. She says no, but he did some bad things. She doesn't go into any detail. So
right.
that's kind of her to not throw mud right. on his father's name.
Because I feel like all too often, like, there will be a lot of moms who are like, your dad ain't, yeah. you know what I mean? Like,
he does some this and that.
Like, your dad is everything in the book. And it's like, that's not good to right. hear about you. Because I feel like psychologically, if someone says that about your dad, you as a kid are like, okay, I know that I'm 50% my mom, I'm 50% my dad. So if my dad's not all of this, then half of me is also not all of this.
Right.
So, like, I do think that that's something that, like, single parents in general, like, try not to discourage or discredit the other right. person, because your kid is still 50% that other person.
And you're saying that Charlie's trying to protect Micah. Like, there's also, like, this media frenzy going, the paparazzi are, like, all over the house. She's trying to protect him from, like, getting called names by the paparazzi, by friends right. at school. Like, it's a crazy time, and we see him on the iPhone with Stella.
Yeah, new character.
His girlfriend.
I don't like
And
her.
I caught that shade, Stella. Calling, like, everybody's yeah, name.
She didn't want to say ghetto.
Basically, she's like, why are your family got ghetto names? So I was like, Stella is not the most normal, traditional name, but I was going to let it slide.
I didn't like Stella.
I didn't like
Micah. You can do better, Micah. I don't like Stella. So that's ending.
Throwing shade while his dad's on trial for rape? Like, come on. Do better. Know.
Do better,
Stella. No. I got my eye on you.
Well, yes, it's interesting to see this relationship grow. And now that they are towards the end of the episode, we see that Charlie is like, we're going to stay here longer because we have to deal with your grandfather's farm. And, like, you see that rift growing between Charlie and Micah, because he doesn't understand. Like, he's a kid. He's like, right. I'm 15. I can play right. by myself. I was like, oh, okay, cool. But he said, I'm
super
15.
Old, bruh.
Like, oh, yeah.
Super old.
Wow, you're
so
15.
Mature.
Yeah. So that was just interesting to see, like, him trying to, like, I'm a man. And I feel like there's so much of that going on.
I mean,
on.
I kind of appreciate the fact that he wants to be there for his father. He's like, dad is all alone. He needs someone to support him. Do you even care about your husband, mom? Like, those are, like, very real, mature questions.
Also, your dad's not the greatest person.
Also, your dad just cheated on your mother. So I feel like he should also have a little more compassion for his mother, whose father just died, whose husband is in the
like a
sex
scandal. Yeah.
And he's, like, pissed off at his mom. That's how kids do, man.
I know. I think it shows his age. You know, I mean, like, right. I remember being a kid and how selfish I was. So I can imagine being 15 and being like, the world revolves around me. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, Micah, he seems like a good kid, but I'm just saying, like, I can imagine being 15.
He's confused.
Thinking about that.
It's tough. I mean, how would you react if you found out your dad was in a sex scandal, you know?
I don't know.
Like, how would you take that?
Wow, dad, that's interesting. Buy me a jet. I don't know. If my dad was in the NBA, I wouldn't care.
That's true.
I'm kidding. That's not true.
Like, I'm going to Barbados for the weekend. Y'all figure this out.
Yeah, you guys
call me when
I'll go on vacation. I'll go to Rome or something.
Wipe these tears with my $100 bill.
Exactly. Speaking of tears, this is going to be a fun segue. We also see Nova talking to another young black man young black man who this one is in trouble. But last week we saw her talk to, it looked like a drug deal. We don't know what she did, but like that.
Well, he took some drugs.
He did. He definitely did.
I think she gave it to her for free, so I don't know how much of a deal it was.
I don't know. The payment could have been separate.
Something else.
A different transaction. At any rate, we see Nova talking to another young man in prison. And so that brings up another point, another level of depth to Nova, and we really are getting on that activist thing. Like, I know that wasn't a prediction from last week about her, you know, really jumping on this.
Right.
They don't call it Black Lives Matter, but for lack of a better term, Black Lives Matter.
I mean, it's pretty much Black Lives Matter in Queen Sugar Land.
Right,
for
what it is.
A young incarcerated brother who's locked up on what he says, no reason at all.
Right,
They don't really get into the charges, but the lawyers are telling the kid that the attorneys are going to throw all these charges at him, that they're going to trump up his charges and trying to scare him and manipulate him into going with the plea deal so they'll have another black man in prison, which just speaks to today's issues of the corrupt police system and systematic institutionalized racism that goes on in this country. So we see this on TV and Queen Sugar, like, playing out life imitates art, as you said last week, you know, or art imitates life.
I mean, it definitely, like, you're right. It's definitely seeing this system goes deep, and that, like, this is another way to raise awareness of that, and, like, to see that there is systematically problems that's going on in America. And I just think it's cool to have a character like that and have Nova be so strong. She's like a strong, independent woman. I mean, except for when it comes to Calvin, which we didn't see this episode, which is interesting, but that's
fine.
I know. He'll be
it's
around,
a long
I'm
season.
Sure.
We got a few more episodes.
It's just cool to see her have this compassion for this person that we don't know their relationship. We don't know right. why. Honestly, when I saw it, I thought it was her son. I guess we don't know, but I know I have crazy theories about people's so. Families. Right. I think everybody got a kid.
Everybody's connected. I do somehow.
That's
somebody's daddy.
It's Remy and her baby, as far as I'm concerned. No, but I don't know. I think it's just cool that
right.
she has become a mother to so many people without actually having children yeah. that we know of.
Nova is such like an enigma. Her character is so interesting. Like she's this voodoo.
Yeah.
Like goddess, she's this writer, this journalist, investigative reporter, she's this black activist, she's having an affair with a married man. She's
all over the place.
She's all over the place, yeah. you know? It's that, really cool. I'm interested to see like how she develops in the future.
I feel like that, like as an overarching theme for the characters in the show, I think it's cool, like, because when you were just describing Nova, mm-hmm. I think everybody's character has so many multiple layers. Yeah, right. They're like Shrek's onion. Like they have layers. They're like ogres. Ogres have layers. So
wow. Yeah, yeah, that is an analogy that someone can make.
Okay, whatever. I'm just saying that it is. It's nice that all the characters have their own complexities.
Multi-dimensional.
And there's so many levels to it.
Right.
So speaking of Nova being yes. a journalist, mm-hmm. another thing, and I think this is me. I still think she's going to turn on her sister. I don't think she's going to.
What, because she asked how she was doing?
That's twice.
Because that she is, asked if she thought her two husband times, cheated
two episodes
on her.
In a row? Nope. She's
and she, then she didn't get an answer.
Right. But yes, she did.
Not the first time. Like, she was I don't want to talk about it.
When they're in the restaurant, she gave her an answer. She said that she said what he did.
Okay, now she knows.
Right. And I'm telling you.
You really think Nova, think this Nova's person who's all about justice, is going to drop the dime on her sister?
I do.
Like a gossip magazine.
I do. I'm just saying.
I do.
Ooh. Exactly. Yeah. No, I'm just saying. It was just, that'll be in predictions, but I'm just saying that.
We'll get into that later.
So,
and then I'm going to disagree with you.
Yeah, that's true.
That's okay. That's fine.
They have this conversation. Nova mm-hmm. and Charlie have a conversation in the restaurant that Violet works at.
Right.
So, also, can we talk about Violet for a second?
We love Violet.
I do.
We can agree on that. She might be our favorite character.
She is.
Oh wait, we forgot to say like when Davis showed up,
she
was not giving him any mind. And the guys were like kind of like supportive, not supportive, but they were like a little more passive. They're like, oh, what's up, brother? You know, come on in. You want some coffee?
We out.
We got some sweet tea in the fridge.
Mm-mm, we out of that too.
Oh. Dang, Violet, can I get something?
No, no. We can get out.
You can get out of here right now. Yo, Violet is everything. I'm all here for it.
I think it was some fun humor to play with a really serious issue.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I think I like that Violet is who she is. I also love how unfazed she was by Roberta. Roberta was another character that was flirting with Hollywood and. Hollywood was just sitting there.
A younger woman with her blouse open, flirting with her man.
And Violet was so unfazed. She walked straight up and goes, I'm going on break, bye. And then kissed Hollywood right in front of Roberta just to show off.
She's like, see you later. Don't you got to get back into work?
I love her. I just love that she is just like, you know, or at least at this point, how strong she is. She's like, you know, I am who I am.
Exactly.
You know, love it.
And she does like show us like a vulnerable side too.
Right.
She's with Hollywood. Talking about she doesn't feel like herself after the passing of her brother. Yeah. How is this relationship going to progress in the future as I get older? Because as she said, her brother was only a few
years older
and he
her.
Just died. And she's with this younger, I don't know, 30s, 40s, 50s.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I mean, well, I
don't
think
know,
she, 40s, I would imagine
and she's
in
her
50s, 60s, somewhere. Like
yeah, something like that.
I mean, we don't really know, but yeah, I know what you mean. She's with a younger man and that has
much younger man.
Some, yeah, and that
especially
has some complications, obviously. Yeah.
Like, it's different than like a 20 and a 40-year-old. Like, you're with a 40 and a 60-year-old, like, there's
like health
some, concern,
there's, yeah, there's some
you know?
Real, like, okay, one of us is going to go before the other, long before the other one.
Right.
So, I do think that is an interesting dynamic to see, I guess, an unconventional relationship
yeah,
between
you don't really
age.
See that on TV too much.
Especially not an older woman.
Right.
Like, you definitely
see
a lot of older men.
All the time.
But an older woman dating a younger man is, I mean, I guess it happens, but not the way, this is a very cute relationship, not cougar-esque. It doesn't feel like she was, like, going after this really young hot guy. Like, it's like, oh, they just are two people who love each other.
Have a genuine connection.
Yeah, and I really like them together. I long live their love. I love them.
Well, it's not going to work out.
What?
We'll get into it later.
Predictions, okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that threw me for a loop. No. Okay. We can talk about it later.
They're in the restaurant.
Yeah, they're in the restaurant, and then I think that.
And Violet is talking to the sisters, telling them to stop bullying Ralph Angel because he's a baby. And he can't stick up for himself, so he calls his auntie.
Of course.
Like, they're always picking on me, Aunt Vi. Can you please tell them to stop? And she's like, all right, girls, you need to stop messing with your brother. He's been through a lot. God. He needs this farm. He needs something to get his life back together.
He does. He does. Well,
you would think he would get his life back together because he has a kid to take care of. But
yeah, well, so with Ralph, we meet his parole officer tonight. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think I guess it makes sense that he's on parole, but I guess I didn't understand how parole works.
We still don't know what he has done.
But we do know that he's done two things now. Hold on. Well, I guess I'm getting ahead of myself. Yeah, we meet Ralph's parole officer. And then, so this is where I feel like he wanted to keep the farm because he was the most gung-ho about keeping the farm. And mm-hmm. I feel like the reason he wanted to keep the farm was because he needs a job to keep his parole officer off of him. So right. I think that is why he's so invested in it. I mean, I think there is some ties to his father, but like part of me is like, okay, you're also trying to cover your own butt because you know you need a job. Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay, maybe this will be my angle this and I farm, can do yeah. this. Is that wrong of me to be taking it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's looking out for yourself. I mean, I don't think he has an ulterior motive, so to speak. I think he actually genuinely wants to keep the farm. Like he says, everything he learned from working with his father and everything, like the experiences he has on working on the farm with his son and with his father, three generations of black men, you know, I think he actually, and like he said, he never left. Like this has been his home. Like this is all he knows. So I don't think there's an ulterior motive to like just have a job for parole.
Bringing up Blue makes me, I guess that you're right. Especially with the way that the letter read about like passing it on generation to generation. And
I think he honestly believes that. And he says that Ernest told him that in the past.
All the time, right?
So
that's true. And I feel like that would be a cool thing for him and Blue to do together. Mm-hmm. It's something good that he's done, that he's like, look, I can show you something that I've done that's good and that we can grow these things together. That makes sense. Maybe I was being a little hard on Ralph.
That's okay. He needs to be...
He needs somebody to give him some tough love. Because, like, well, so we have a confrontation with Ralph and they're trying to repossess Ernest's truck or tractor.
The tractor. Ooh.
And so...
That was an intense scene. Edge of my seat.
took me for a loop. I did not see it coming. I feel like that was such a drastic, irrational response to someone trying to repossess.
0 to 100 real quick.
Yeah, like...
Escalated very quickly.
Okay, what did you think about that? Because to me, I was like...
Well, what I thought is I see a man in grief, Ralph Angel, mm-hmm. a man whose life is in shambles. He's lost his father. He doesn't have a job. He's on parole. He needs a job or he goes back to jail. He has a son to take care of. And here comes this man, these two white men. I mean, I guess race shouldn't matter. These two men come in to repossess their father's tractor. Their father's just been buried. Like, can you give
me a
break? Like, can you give... And this, Charlie offers to write a check to balance out the account. And they're like, no, we got to take it now. And Ralph is just like, he's had enough. So he goes into the house, gets the gun, and he went like Denzel Training Day real quick. I was just wow.
It's like, oh, whoa. But then the other guy pulls out a shotgun, and then now there's just guns pointing at everybody. I'm like, whoa. And I think you're right. This happened right after they had an he's emotional because they're packing up his dad's stuff. So I get it. It's hard. My grandfather recently passed, and so mm-hmm. like that is something like packing up someone's things is emotional. It's like, oh, wow, this person's life is being put into a box like –
Yeah,
something about that just psychologically is like, wow, it's this eerie. Is tough. So I definitely can see why he was already in an emotional state.
Right.
But I'm just like, dude, you're on parole. Like, that was the only thing I'm thinking of. Like, you mm-hmm. already robbed a convenience store.
Right.
You're on parole and you're pointing a gun at somebody. You probably, I don't know how parole works, never been on parole, but I don't think you're supposed to have a gun.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like, I just cannot, there's no way. Right. I'm like, so you, to me, he's really wilding out for somebody who's on parole. And I'm like, mm-hmm. you need to
calm it down. Take it down a couple levels.
Bring it on down. And like, I get you're emotional, but like,
sip some
you
tea.
Also, yeah, like, really. Like, you also have a kid to take care of. So, mm-hmm. yeah. And then like, so Blue comes out, and that scared me. Obviously, yeah. I was like, oh my God.
Is a baby about to get shot on TV? I was like, is a gun about to go off?
That was
like,
very frightening.
It was very intense.
I didn't know.
Like, whenever guns and black people and white people are involved and they're just like facing each other, it's like somebody's about to get shot, you would think, and it's probably gonna be the black person. No. And nothing bad is gonna happen to the person that did the shooting. But you know what, let's not get too political.
It's a whole other show. But I do think that was also very symbolic to have Ralph know that his son is seeing him in this moment, because I don't think that the way that he is with Blue,
right.
I don't think that Ralph has probably ever shown Blue. He's so protective of him. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like every step that we've seen him interact with him, it's always like, oh, no, we got to protect the baby. He didn't even want him to go to the funeral. So I know for sure he probably didn't want him to see his dad with a gun.
Right.
So I think that that was like a...
He was still about to do it. He was Blue, go back in because, like, it's about to go down. I don't want you to see this. Somebody's about to...
But I don't know. I think that was an interesting point. So I mm-hmm. feel like part of me... feels like Blue is always going to be
the person who grounds
Ralph. Like, Blue is the one who makes him realize, you know what, oh, okay, mm-hmm. I have something more to live for. Which, I mean, like, it's beautiful to see, like, someone be that way. I mean, I feel like most people are that way with their children, but
of course.
It's cool to actually, like, see that. Like, I feel like in that moment we were inside his head, because you heard him clouding everybody
I feel like we were inside his head. Like, it was really great acting by Kofi. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the actors are great, but that was I felt like I was inside his head. The facial expressions, just everything. It was on point. Kudos to it, it was a great acting job.
Nice. But yeah, so like that was interesting to see. And then later we see Ralph Angel. He is meeting up with, or we see him getting drunk, and then he's meeting up with Darla.
Your favorite person?
Yeah, old Darla. Good old Darla. So they have this interaction.
You are the scum.
She is. I won't call her scum because I do feel for her. But mm-hmm. I don't know. What thoughts on him and Darla hooking up? Where do we think that's going?
Well, I'll say Darla looked good tonight. She didn't look as crackish as last week. She looked a little fresher. Yeah. She cleaned up. She showered. Got her hair did. Looking much better than last week.
Less crackish.
Yeah, less. She looked healthier.
I'm just saying, like, is that a thing?
Crack-ish? I think so. If you are not on crack as much as you have been, you are less crackish looking.
Okay.
She looked good, is what I'm saying.
Hashtag less crackish. Got it.
Tweet us.
Yes. Let us know what you think of Darla. Less crackish.
So Ralph Angel, after the confrontation, gets drunk and goes to meet up with an ex.
I think
we've all been there.
Yes,
but we've all been there. No judgments here.
No judgments, but I just feel, I don't think I like that at all.
You don't like them getting back together?
No, because I feel like, part of me thinks that that's foreshadowing. I think that is going down this path of...
Falling back into old habits.
I think that that's two things we've seen, well, now three. So he robbed the store, he held the gun to the people who were trying to repossess the tractor, and now he's falling, and I just feel like...
I mean, I told you last week he wasn't making the smartest decisions.
You're right.
Not the brightest bulb.
He makes me nervous just because I'm like, this...
He wants to do good.
But he's doing so bad. And I really am like, I hope that...
He gets it.
Blue. Blue is our only hope. I think that little Blue Onyx is there to, like...
It's not going to happen. Stop trying to make Blue Onyx happen.
I'm going to make Blue Onyx.
It's not.
It's okay.
Okay.
Hashtag Blue Onyx. Okay. I really think that Blue is going to be the one that... brings him out of this path. Hopefully. I don't know. He makes me nervous when he's with Darla. Because I just, like, that's bad habits.
Because
obviously she's into some stuff.
I mean, I'm nervous for all three of them. Because when Remy and Charlie meet up, and we'll get into more of this later, he says managing a farm really tests your soul. And I think I don't think that's just a throwaway line. Like, that's deep. Like, this work will show you sides of yourself that you've never seen before. And make you have to rise or fall to the occasion. So I feel like Ralph Angel being put in this situation, although, yes, he's worked on a farm most of his life. I don't know if he's actually worked.
No, he's been around it. Yeah, he's helped with the farm.
He's been around it. Like, this is really going to test. Like, he's going to be strong enough to come back from this, to, like, build himself up. Because, like we've been saying for the last two episodes, he's been coddled and babied. Is he going to be able to man up and run this farm and have his soul tested? Because his soul has been tested. His soul was tested with the tractor repossession, and he failed that test. Like, he went and got a gun? Like, seriously, bro?
That's what I'm saying. Like, and I think... Like,
No, go ahead.
I think you're right, like, when he says that... Or when Remy, his line is not being a throwaway line, as in owning a farm tests your soul. Mm-hmm. And I know he specifically says, I think you can handle it, to Charlie.
Yeah.
But, like... And words matter. I don't... Yeah, I'm saying I don't know that he can. Like... You're right. I feel like we will definitely see where goes. But at any rate, so the kids were offered money to take the farm from the Landrys, and that was an interesting scene too. To like when they pulled up to the Landry farm, their plantation.
Oh, Sam Landry.
Really, the plantation.
Oh yeah. What did I write down for that? I thought Nova had a great line. She's like, thought they went back in time.
Yeah.
And they just replaced black people with brown people.
Wow. I had never thought about that before, but I feel like that. it's like a, it alludes to even more present day stuff, like the migrant situation and like how people look down on immigrants and stuff like that, or people who are migrant workers.
Right, exactly.
And it's essentially the same thing.
It basically looks like indentured servitude, like a step above slavery. Like they're getting paid no wages, doing all this work in the fields.
It was so bad.
I was like, wow, you are speaking truth right now, Nova.
Yeah, always.
Nova's always. She's a truth speaker.
But no, but at any rate, Sam offers them less than what they're supposed to have. And like, so apparently he has this habit of doing this. And I'm like, I mean, I can imagine that being real in the South. I think that like the fact that this takes place today, I think that a lot of times while people who don't live in the South or live on the coast, like live in kind of a post-racial society, but like
it's
in
not
the
like
South.
That. No, I'm from Virginia. I'm from the South. I have a like vivid memory of being like 8 years old. Me and my brother like on the front porch, and like some white dudes in trucks just driving by, just screaming out the N-word at us. Didn't know who they were. Like the South, the racism is still very real. And like the situation with Sam Landry trying to lowball these black farmers, they said like at the potluck that like, it happens all the time. And I know the author of the book like researched a lot of this stuff and how black farmers would be in times of distress and these white farmers would swoop in and try and take their land and give them basically nothing for it. And then you have these black families who have been working for generations who have nothing to show for it. And I think that's, oh wow, I just got like a little,
like a little emotional for it. Do you need a tissue?
No, I'm good. I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay. But yeah, it's like it's very real. So it's like,
I mean, no, I'm just listening. I think that it'll be interesting to see how that plays out because they end up rejecting it and Sam goes, well, I think we do business a little different down here in the South, and I think that that line
basically we don't want you Negroes around here, and we're gonna like take care of you if we need to. Basically, is what I got from that.
That scares me. Actually, you know what? Like, I feel like so we kind of like discuss. So we can move into what we think is gonna happen next. Cause I think Sam has got some stuff for us.
Sam Landry.
Yeah,
that's a bad man right there. Like actually a bad man.
Yes, I
not
really,
Mark Jackson. That's a
I
bad
think
man.
We like, should we should definitely go into predictions for the next couple episodes. Okay. Right.
Yes. And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Man, gotta bring it in. Okay, so predictions for the future of this season. So a lot of stuff has already happened. Mari, what do you think? What are your predictions for the next
episodes? I mean, I have
episodes?
Like predictions for every character. You want to give me one character, and I'll give you my prediction for them.
Let's just go with you. Let's start with Ralph and Sam.
With Ralph, why do you want to start with him?
Okay, well, who do you want to start with? You start with who you feel.
I want to start with Nova, because I think she's like my favorite with her and Vi.
Okay.
So I mentioned last week how I see like some tension going down with her and her detective boyfriend, the white cop.
Right.
So I think Calvin, sorry. He's just a white cop. He doesn't have a name to me.
Incredibly
I'm sorry.
Racist.
That's so bad. I'm so sorry. No, I think there's going to be something going between Nova and this young black man in jail. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Not like something between them.
No,
I mean, something that's gonna like pop, something that's gonna like explode, like ignite with something racial, some racial tension, something in the jail. Because I think in the preview we saw him in a hospital bed, and I feel like there's just something like a cover up, like a Sandra Bland type.
Was that him?
Attempted
in the hospital
suicide
bed?
Thing. I thought it was him.
Okay, I couldn't tell who it
that's
was.
Why I,
no,
that's
wow.
why I had this prediction, because I thought it was him in the bed, and I saw Nova next to him. Like, I think it's like the cops tried to like get this dude to like kill himself.
Oh, wow.
I.e. Sandra Bland. So I don't know. I think there's going to be something deep with that next week.
No, yeah. Part of me, I don't think it will be, but I really want that to be her son. That's what I'm saying. I really want it, but I don't think you're right. I think you're right. I think it'll be just someone that she's
actually. Maybe.
But I feel like they wouldn't know if she had a kid. That kid would be too old to them not to know if she had a kid. But
I feel like in conversation,
by the way, I'm pregnant.
Son in jail? What?
Yeah. I'll tackle Ralph. I think that Ralph is going to. This is all going to come back to bite him in the butt, because he put the guns in those people's faces. That is another person. Like, even though they didn't say, "We saw your face," they saw his face. We already know that he robbed the convenience store, and she literally said,
I saw your face.
So I just feel like him having this job now, and then the family agreeing to be like, yeah, let's work on the farm together. When things start to go right on TV,
right.
all too often,
something
bad is about to come. So I feel like almost immediately, those are going to come back to bite him in the butt, because things are starting to turn around. And even with him getting back with Darla, so it's going to look like, oh, this happy family. I think that they're going to start falling back for each other. And I think that they're going to look like a family unit, and it's going to be nice. And then, cops are pulling up. And I think that they're going to break all of that up.
That's fair.
I don't know.
Should we get into... We had a few of our listeners and watchers...
Listeners out there.
...tweet us some feedback, and they left some comments on our YouTube page. So if you guys are listening, make sure you send us your questions. Yes. Like, we had... One viewer wanted us to talk more about Ernest last week, so I told her on Twitter that we would get into him a little bit more, just to give her something a little special.
Yes, this one. Yeah. I think with Ernest specifically, I feel like this episode, although Ernest is gone, I think it had a lot to do with him. I think it was a lot about
has to do with him.
Learning to not necessarily let go of someone, but to hold their honor in different ways. So although they were getting rid of Ernest's things literally, everything kept coming back to, Ernest started this potluck, or, these were Ernest's things. I wanted to pass them down to Blue. Ernest named this boat and gave it to you. Like, it was all about Ernest. So I think, the show...
I think that's, not to be taken lightly, Ernest starting the potluck with the other black farmers. I think that was so powerful. Because with a lot of issues today, like, they say that there's, like, a lack of organization with, the Black Lives Matter movement, or just black people getting information.
Information. Yeah, I'm always down.
I see you over here. Just like just the organization, the leadership. Like, a lot of people say, like, we need like a MLK of our day. Like, we need someone to like take control, like to be the leader. So I think that speaks to Ernest's character, that he was a leader. He got the black farmers together, organized, united to say, hey, no, we're not going to be undercut. You're not going to sell our You're not going to buy our sugar, our products, our crops for less value than you do the white farmer. So I think that just goes to show, even though Ernest wasn't here, how much of an influence and how much of a good man and a man of character and a man of an intelligent man that he was. So,
right. And just to play devil's advocate, we also learned that he was in more debt than anyone knew. Yeah. So we are all like, I think, although Ernest
is a good man, wasn't good with his money.
Well, and he also he had to have cheated on his wife because we wouldn't have Charlie. So I think
maybe they were on a break.
That valid. I'll give you that.
Break, baby.
But I'm just saying, I think that we will learn a lot more about Ernest as the show goes on. I feel like there's something about the death of a parent that lets you unpack so many layers back to the
And it's just like, it's such, I think that as there's so much drama to this show, because when you do have loss in the family, like, you just see, like, people are tested so hard, like, family dynamics. Sure. Like you said, you just lost your grandfather. Mm-hmm. I just lost my grandmother this week as well, so I'm sorry for your loss.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. It's okay. But you just see, like, how it just really tests the family. So it's just such an interesting series just to highlight a family at this specific point in time where they're just dealing with such a major loss, and also dealing with the farm, also dealing with racial issues. So I think the series is just ripe for drama,
especially when they unpack that Remy is Ernest's kid.
Dude, let it go, man.
No, I'm telling you,
let it go.
When Remy turns out to be Ernest's kid, I want everyone to like just be like, oh, you're right, Ryan, you're right. Because that's going to be a thing. And then that's going to be a weird little love triangle.
I'm not. That's gonna happen, so weird. I can't even. I can't even right now.
Also, more predictions.
Okay.
Do you think that Hollywood is going to... Because I don't know. Roberta was giving me... I don't know. Part of me feels like they didn't introduce her for no
first
reason.
First of all, anytime a woman is leaning into your car with her breast in your face, her shirt was...
Yeah, it was open.
I might as well have been like, completely open. Playing with your necklace, playing with your chain, and you're just sitting there just like, just taking it all in. Like, no, if you are really in a relationship, you're going to be like, yo, back up. My girl's about to get off work. You need to, like, chill out. Like, he just was playing into it. And, like, I can get, okay, cool. You know you're not going to cheat on her. You're going to, like, just play the game, just, like, having a conversation with a female. Yada, 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 yada. I get it. That's all well and good. But he was just a little too into it, and we've already seen from previews for the upcoming season, that they get into some sort of disagreement. And look, at the end of the day, this woman is Violet is like in her mid-60s, maybe we'll say, and he's like in his mid-40s. Like, I don't know if that's just gonna work. 60s and new 40?
New 20, actually.
Okay, well, that's a jump. But I don't see it working out. I feel like he's going to cheat, or he's such a good man to her right now, but I just don't think it can last. Like, I just don't see it happening for him and for them, unfortunately.
Poor things. I do like them, but I don't know. I think they'll work it out.
Maybe it will. Maybe. I do think there will be some drama. I would love to be wrong about this. I would love for him to just be there for her wholeheartedly and just love her and care for her until the day she dies. So we'll see what happens.
We will. Also, yeah. I also just one more quick prediction. I think that Davis, I think this is pretty obvious though. He's gonna have done it. I think that all this, he's lying.
And too defensive.
Yeah, he is. He's way too defensive about it. Mm. And I think that the more they go.
It's the nice guys that always do the dirtiest. It is.
It is. Nice guys. I don't know if that's true, though. I think we shouldn't spread that rhetoric. I don't think nice guys do.
Well, you don't think so? Because they've been so nice, like, their whole lives. Like, they get, like, walked over, and then eventually they just, like, start doing major dirt. And just
maybe I don't know. I feel like I'm nice, and I don't think I've done that. So not yet, I guess I should say. Maybe one day
we'll see.
No, good. Oh no, this was a great episode, and I am so excited.
Loved it. It'll be interesting also to see, because Ava DuVernay directed these first two episodes and wrote these two first episodes. So I'm curious to see how the next few
writers.
I'm sure they'll still be amazing quality. I'm just, if you can notice any slight subtle differences,
I feel like they have a pretty stacked team.
I know it's going to be amazing. I'm not saying that. I just wonder like what differences, like what cool little nuggets and subtleties we'll see with these other women directors and other writers. So I think it'd be interesting just to see how the series unfolds with all this talent.
It will be. There is so much talent. So much talent on Queen Sugar. That is all the time we have today. Make sure you like us on the interwebs. We have a Twitter at AfterBuzzTV, and then on Instagram as well. Like us on our podcast at iTunes. I'm Ryan Graham. You can find me on Twitter at Ryan with two N's Graham.
Oh, what's up? I'm Omari Bailey. You can find me on Twitter and IG at On With Omari. That's O-N with O-M-A-R-I.
Awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Tune in next week. We will be here for episode 4. It's going to be a blast. Make sure to like, comment, send us your questions. We want to talk to you. So see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.